My next guest is 37 years old. Her name is Sandra Kelly, and she works with HSE, and she's challenged with a stutter. Over the past few months, Sandra has been trying to raise awareness about stuttering and how people who stutter are treated. Sandra says she gets laughed at in her face in shops and restaurants while struggling to get the words out. She also gets constant hang-ups on phone calls instead of the listener waiting for her to speak. And Sandra wants to highlight this disability and to raise awareness, and joined us on the line. Good morning, Sandra.
Hi, Declan. Hi there. How are you?
Great. Thanks for joining us on this lovely Monday morning. You know, I'm just reading or listening to my words there as I spoke about the difficulties that you face. You've presumably had this all your life.
Yeah, so I first started to stutter at the age of about 3. It didn't really affect me until I reached kind of my teenage years. It got kind of worse as the years went on.
And the worry of it, or the apprehension that it provokes inside you, does that actually make the condition worse then, or did it at the time?
Yes, it did. Like, so I was always very kind of conscious of it and conscious as to what people thought about me, and that kind of increased the worry and anxiety around it, you know.
And what interventions were made, or what help did you get for this?
So, as a child, I did have speech therapy. It didn't really benefit me. In 2004, I joined a speech program. That program gave me confidence to go for job interviews, confidence to use a telephone. I'm kind of though now at a stage where I'm not really kind of doing anything to kind of help the stutter. I kind of accepted it, but I'm just trying to highlight how a person who stutters is treated, you know.
The you know, different, you know, I've been talking to different people over the years who stutter, and they've all been different levels of it, and they say they employ different techniques for those who want to, you know, change the situation. Have you employed any particular techniques yourself?
I did for a good few years on the speech program. I kind of use the Costa breathing, which did help me a lot, but I kind of have accepted it, so I'm not really doing anything now to kind of improve it, you know what I mean?
Right, so basically you're saying, I am what I am, I am Sandra Kelly, just ignore this and see me for what I am, and
yeah,
I can communicate with you and you can communicate with me, and you know, this is me, so stop making an issue of it.
Yeah, like I just don't see why a person should have to change something about themselves just to be treated better, you know.
So this attitude, it's a great attitude to have, to see your worth and your ability rather than let's call it a disability. You know, you see yourself as a human being that can contribute to society and deserves to be respected. Out in the wild as such, you know, what I was saying about your past and people laughing at you, I mean, that must have been very upsetting.
Yeah, and like it still happens. Like I could be, say, standing at a counter in a shop with a big queue of people behind me. I'd be asking for something and the person serving me would often start to laughing. I've been offered a pen and a paper to write it down, and I could be on the phone stuttering, and the phone line would often just go dead. Like I just find that because a stutter isn't classed as a disability, that people think it's okay to kind of laugh about it, joke about it, you know.
So the future and the acceptance, I mean, how, you know, you want people to realize, you know, who you are. You're just a person who's in front of them in the queue. How do we get to that stage?
I think by continuing to kind of raise awareness about it. I think like that staff in shops and restaurants need to be educated about a customer with a stutter, like to treat it as a disability. Like to say a customer in, say, like a wheelchair, like they wouldn't be laughed at. Like, so why is a person who can't speak properly, like intimidated in shops and places, you know?
So how can we learn if we come across somebody who does stutter? How can we live our lives better in order to facilitate you to live yours better?
So just give them extra time to speak. Don't finish their sentences. Don't laugh at them, like to make a joke out of them, because like it's really intimidating for a person who daughters to be made feel so bad about themselves, you know. It's just not acceptable, you know.
Yeah, well, thank you for telling us about that, raising our awareness this morning, Sandra. And I know that you're trying to, you know, communicate with so many people to make people aware of what you felt over the years. And you're doing, you know, terrific job. And you did this morning with us. And I hope that our listeners realize, you know, the messages that you were conveying to us today to be more aware of people who do stutter, and you have a lot to offer behind all that, you know, and not to just dismiss you. So it's great to talk to you, Sandra.
Thank you, Declan.
And thank you. Look after yourself. Thank you. That's Sandra Kelly there.